This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
Delegates, this is a very important time in convention, the first of four CUPE National Awards. I'd ask delegates to please take their seats. At the 2007 National Convention, we established an award to recognize the achievements and activism of a CUPE member with a disability or a chartered organization who has advanced disability rights within our union. This year, we received from you, from chartered organizations, three nominations for this award. Brother Russell Brayton, Hospital Employees Union, Sister Catherine Peters, Hospital Employees Union, BC, Brother Raymond Smith, CUPE 1750, Ontario. I would ask you to join me in congratulating each of the nominees. They are all disability activists. The selection committee had a very, very tough task. At the end of their deliberations, Sister Catherine Peters from the Hospital Employees Union in BC emerged as the choice of the committee. Kathy is a long-time activist with the Hospital Employees Union, working as a licensed practical nurse and as a unit clerk. In the union, she held many positions in her local, including chairperson at the Children's Hospital where she worked. She worked to implement graduated return-to-work programs and pushed for better long-term disability benefits. Her creativity came to the forefront with her work on the HEU team that created the Blue Poppy Button campaign to recognize members injured or killed at work, the One Union Many Abilities publications. Her many accomplishments and contributions were summed up eloquently in the words of a staff member who has worked with Kathy for 20 years and had this to say about her. Kathy could disarm people with her gentle, grandmotherly ways, but had a will of steel when it came to doing the right thing for workers. Please help me in congratulating the 2009 Disabilities Activist Award winner, Kathy Peters, a true champion for disability rights.
Thank you very much. This is indeed an honor. When I was working to help people get back to work, I never realized that I myself was going to be in this position someday. And it made me really realize what people with disabilities have to go through. And it's really an honor to represent them today. And I thank you very much.
Longtime union activist Catherine Peters is the winner of this year's CUPE National Disability Rights Activism Award. Peters, who is a member of the BC Hospital Employees Union, spoke with Karen Jordan just after the ceremony.
Why are you winning this award today?
Well, I mean, I'm just an ordinary person, but it's been important to me to help people who are disabled, especially in the workplace. I have seen over the years, especially working as a shop steward, that people with disabilities get sort of shunned to the side. They don't get back to go back to work. They become part of a shut-in situation where there are not much outlook in their lives. And it's been important to me to try to get people back to work, to try to get people, even though if they're not able to go back to work, that just because they're disabled, that doesn't mean that they can't do things. And it's been important to me to work on the disability committee, especially the National QP Disability Committee, to make people understand and become aware of what it's like to be a disabled person and to learn what equality actually means and to make life better. So those are the reasons why, you know, I feel that this ward is important to me, because this has been my life work for since 1997, since I became disabled, and even before that. And it's great to see the changes that have happened. There has been changes. People's attitudes have changed. But it's a long learning policy. And we live in a society that's going to be older and have more disabilities. And we need to learn how, as a society, to help each other out.
It strikes me that it's part of solidarity. When you spoke in there about people don't expect or anticipate that they themselves will become disabled, it's that idea of walking in someone else's shoes and putting yourself in someone else's shoes, because it's quite a shocking thought when you're an able-bodied person to think, and you went through that process, didn't you? Tell me a bit about that.
Without explaining what my disability is, I am just going to say that it was to the fact that I wasn't able to go back to work. And being a union activist and being as involved in the union as I was, because I was chairperson of the union at that time, and I just felt like the whole world had crumbled around me, and I felt that I was no use to the union anymore. But I certainly found out that that wasn't true, because I was able to accomplish so much more, and especially working on the disability working committee. It really made my life more. I came back to myself, so to speak, and it made me feel that I, as a disabled person, could do things and could make changes and could continue in the union and be involved and active.
Tell me a bit more about what you see as the union's role in bringing disability rights to the center of the union's work and keeping them at the center of the union's work.
Well, I think one of the major things is to get people who are disabled into the workforce, because as you know, that people who have disabilities don't get hired, even though they are capable of doing a job. And I think that's one of the areas the union needs to work in. I think also we need to work on our long-term disabilities packages. Some locals have great packages, some don't have any at all. When you're disabled and you find yourself without a job and no income coming in, you end up very poor very quickly. And I think that's something that we as a union and we as a society need to really work on. And getting people back to work who can go back to work. Yes, we have it now that the employer is supposed to make an effort to get people back to work, but how much of that really happens? And how can we learn to cope with that? How can we learn to have our members who have to work beside a disabled person accept them and also be willing to help them, knowing that it could help themselves later on, because they could end up in the same boat?
There's so many layers of discrimination and activism and advocacy. It really is, once you start to peel back the layers, it's such a complex, it's work that has to advance on many fronts, doesn't it?
The thing about being disabled, it goes into all the equity groups, because we all suffer from disabilities, and especially as we get older. The other thing, too, is, you know, we have health and safety, but it's so seldom really pushed by the employer. And many accidents that happen and many deaths that occur in the workplace could have been prevented. And you would think at this day and age this would be happening less, but it's happening more. More people are being injured, more people are dying in the workplace. So we need to do a lot with our health and safety to get this protection in there.
What's your proudest accomplishment?
Oh, I think my proudest accomplishment is when I have been able to get people back on the job, and when I see that they've succeeded and gone on to live a better life. That to me is an accomplishment.
What advice do you have for other activists coming up in the disability rights movement? You're a veteran. You've been doing this for a while. What advice do you have for people who are just coming to this awareness or just joining the movement?
Oh, I'd like for them to continue on and really become involved. So many of people who are disabled who become active in the union do so out of hardship. And for them to become active is just a grand thing, because they really haven't had, a lot of them had involvement in the union, and when they can see what the union can do for them and what they can do for the union and what they can do for people everywhere, I think they'll be happy with that.
And what would you say to currently able-bodied folks who want to be in solidarity in this movement?
Support us as much as you can. The more support you give us, the more support you're giving yourself.
That was Catherine Peters, this year's winner of the CUPE National Disability Rights Activism Award, speaking with Karen Jordan.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.